Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah. Unto you be glory, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Number 47 in our hymn book. Number 47.
My love is music.
I worship you, I praise you.
Pray for the rest of the camp. The boys are I guess they're still in their meeting. They start earlier than we. They end before we do. Their morning worship down in the village, but today's for them day one. And I believe they're studying about Elijah. I think that's their topic, their subject for these coming couple of weeks or days. And every day a different lesson in the life of Elijah. We want to pray for the boys, that the Lord will bless them. There are some very relieved parents here this morning. They got word this morning that their children made it through the night in the cottage. I don't know who I was more concerned about yesterday, the parents that left the children down there or the children that were left down there. And I guess I really wasn't concerned about either or. But I've been told, at least, that every cottager is doing great. They seem to have a good time and no problems. And so some of the parents are even able to go home today. We're not happy about that. I wish the kids were crying and you had to stay a few more days, but I don't know where we'd put you. But we're glad that the Lord has helped them. Day one, it's a tough day for cottagers, some of them. But I guess not this group, not at least in this case. We want to continue to pray for them, that now the Lord will bless them also in their morning devotion, that God will come to the whole camp and just pour out his Spirit upon them. Dear Lord, we thank you for. Thank you for everyone on these grounds. Thank you for those down in the cottage and in the village. And Lord, as they're worshiping you today, as they're being introduced to their topics or subjects, as they're singing songs, maybe to some of them they're unfamiliar, as they begin to memorize your word, Lord, just come. Just come. Just come to them. Dear Lord, just the way they need you, just come to them. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the blood that you shed. We pray that each would do its work in these hearts. Bless the counselors today, Lord, and speak through them and give them faith. Help each one, each counselor, Lord, to do what they've been asked to do and trust you to do your work in and through their lives. Thank you for it. We pray, Lord, for those that might be feeling not well today, that are here on these grounds, some of the staff, Lord, and we just pray for them that you'll make them well. Lord, lay your hand upon them today. Lord, and we pray it'll be a wonderful day of refreshing, of healing, of your virtue that would flow into their bodies. We trust you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I understand also there are a group of young boys coming this way right now. They're on an airplane. They're getting here a little late for the third period, but better late than never. And I don't know, a half dozen of them or so. I don't know how many boys. And some adults coming with them to fill in the gaps where you leave because your kids are doing so well. They're coming to make sure that their kids are going to do well too. And so the changing of the guard. But maybe we should pray for them also as they travel this way, as they get then from Albany to the camp. Lord, we pray that you will watch over that group that are coming. Lord, prepare their hearts. Oh, even on the plane, Lord, even before they get to camp, prepare their hearts for what it is that you have in store for them. Lord, there are some, these people, and there are others here that it took a long trip to get here because they want to meet you, and they have, in years gone by, found you here. And we pray, Lord, that you'll not disappoint not one of them, not a camper, not an adult guest. No, Lord, don't disappoint anyone. But Lord, we pray that we'll all leave after these days have been spent, refreshed, and having met you and being renewed. Lord, we thank you for it. You're our wonderful Lord. Amen. Amen. That last stanza. Thou art fairer to me than the fairest of birds. Thou art different like every bird. All the vision of days, thou art worthy of praise. My wonderful, wonderful Lord. My wonderful,
wonderful. Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. The nice things about Pilgrim Camp is that we have such a variety of people from different places, and so many here at Pilgrim Camp love the Lord and know Him. And Paul, when he writes one of his epistles, he said, now when you all come together from east or west or north or south or from down the block or around the corner, when you come together in a meeting, one of you has a psalm, and somebody else has an exhortation, and another person has an admonition, and then somebody has a prayer, somebody has a testimony, or whatever it might be. Now, that's the way it often is at Pilgrim Camp, or it should be. I believe the Lord wants to use you, perhaps, and maybe not, but maybe He does. And if He has put a testimony in your heart, or an admonition, a prayer, a song, whatever it is, you should feel free, not just this morning, I'm not going to say this every morning, but while you're here at camp, every one of you should feel free to just be led by the Lord and to contribute as the Lord would have you contribute. It's best that way. Let Him have His way with thee. And so this morning, I don't know what the Lord has for us. Maybe your testimony will be our subject or topic today and be the help that God wants to bring to us. Maybe your song that you sing. The Lord introduces things as we're led by the Spirit of God, and that's the wonderful thing. That God, when He has His way, when He gets His will accomplished. And sometimes, perhaps, there could be a lack, and maybe the lack is in me. Or maybe it's in you, or whatever it might be. And so, to that end, just do what the Lord would have you. This morning, tonight, don't say, well, I don't know if it fits in. It might be what that person around down the next row just needs, just the word. It might not fit in. It might not fit into perhaps the theme of the meeting, but it might just be what that one soul needs. And God knows how to do that. God knows how to speak to hearts and give His word and just the right word at the right time. And so, Lord, have your way. Have your way with us today, throughout these days, dear Lord. The staff, every staff member. Don't ever get this idea, well, I'm a staff member and I'm just a kid and I'm not the minister. You are the minister. We're all servants of Jesus Christ. And you're up here to serve the Lord, not just to serve tables or food or to work on the grounds, but the Lord perhaps wants you to serve Him in the meetings, in a prayer, a testimony, whatever it might be. And so, staff or guests, young or old, let us all just let the Lord use us the way that He would like to throughout these days. And then He'll have His way, and then He'll be glorified, and then we'll all be satisfied having met Him, and it will be a wonderful time in His presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only to be what He wants me to be every moment of every day. Yielded completely to Jesus alone every step of this pilgrim way. The white book, just to be clay in the potter's hands, ready to do what His word commands. second stanza.
Trust me, my Savior, whatever betide.
Man, and he once told me, you know, I believe that he believed that we can know God's will, and God's will can be made known to us, but he once told me that that's not as important as behaving yourself wherever you are. Finding the will of God is behaving yourself where you are now. And that's in line with what Brother Bob just said, seeking first his righteousness, pleasing the Lord exactly where we are now, telling him we desire to know his will,
but
best of all, most of all, just living in his presence, abiding by his word. I was looking over the audience today, and Mariana has been coming to camp as a camper. So many on the staff have gone through the cottage, and now they're staff members. And I was thinking how wonderful that is, that God has brought them here. Brother Ernie talked about these 15 coming from the West Coast. We had a Chinese conference where they came from Japan, China, Taiwan, Mongolia, Hong Kong. What brings them to Pilgrim Camp? What causes kids to be in the cottage and later serve on the staff? What is it about this camp? Now, we're not exclusive. I'm not saying that there's no other place like Pilgrim Camp. Of course, deep down, I do feel that. but that's not so. There are plenty of places where the Lord works and is moving. But what is it? What is it about this camp? We have people that come and they love camp. They just love camp. And then they say, they try to introduce something just a little different. Maybe if we had this, it would be even better. And the premise of this camp has always been to please the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
From the very beginning, the founders of this camp have desired to please the Lord. And sometimes you may wonder why our guidelines are a little strict. And there's a reason for every guideline that the staff members and guests have to follow. And we believe it's because we are trying to endeavor to please the Lord. We get phone calls in the office from parents whose children are changed. They come home, they're changed, and that travels like wildfire. This year we had a family that moved from New Jersey to Boston, and the word spread about Pilgrim Camp. So this year we had 20 kids from Boston, brand new kids. And it's amazing, but what's the reason? Because God changes us. We're separated from the world. Now that's not a natural environment because we have to go back to the world. But while we're separated from the world, we are here in God's presence, even down in the village, in the cottage. Those kids are in the presence of the Lord, where we're taught to believe that He is changing us. Remember in high school when you had the Bunsen burner or whatever you were doing and you're looking for that chemical change? Well, that's what the Lord does here. He changes us. He teaches us how to praise. He teaches us how to overcome, to have victory. And that is something that carries with us throughout our whole lives. And I'm so thankful for this place. I'm thankful for the changes He made in my life. There was a time when, for some reason, I just had, I felt like, I think they call it anxiety now, or they have a term for it, but I just felt like I was on a caffeine high all the time, jittery. And I remember sitting in that prayer room many times, not knowing what God was doing, but in that quiet, God was doing something in my heart. That's why our altar services are so valuable and precious. We don't know what's going on during that quiet, but God is working deep in our hearts. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for every staff member who's here, every guest who's here. And our prayer is that God will change us, will make us more like unto Himself by the power of His Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Praise the Lord.